The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your cleanest brother, Travis McElroy.
All right. I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. That feels wrong to me, Travis.
Sorry, I meant it in the way of like dirty mouth, clean it up. Like you lent liquor, kind of clean.
Yeah.
Where I have the cleanest mouth of all three brothers.
What a wild thing to say.
How on earth could you know that?
Well, I've heard you say fewer cuss words, but more challenging ideas than the two.
Oh, no, okay, so I can't speak to the challenging ideas. Listen, I can't speak to the challenging, but James O'Neill.
More uncomfortable
yeah.
than Justin has. I can't say
thank
about
you.
My own
sort I love
of
that.
Discomfort.
Okay. James O'Neill emailed us because on a recent episode, we talked about number swears.
Jimmy!
And
me. That's what I call
Jimmy,
him.
Jimmy, gotta get a job, James.
Well,
come on.
Jimmy-O.
Gotta get a hobby. I guess you have a hobby. Gotta get
Jimmy-O
a good hobby.
Analyzed transcripts from nearly 200 episodes between 2010 and 2021 because of pandemic.
Right.
Boredom. Boredom did a lot of things to a lot of people in the pandemic. And for Jimmy-O, it was going through and looking at our wordy nerds. So
what was the time frame? Of this
from 2010 to 2011, 200 episodes.
Okay, I used to cuss a lot more than I do now. Then now that I have kids, like I don't want them to know that I know the cuss words because then they'll ask me what they are.
Now it's important to note that Jimmy O used words banned by Google as the metric. So like words like porn, right? But that was according to Google, that's a no-no.
Can't say porn.
You can't say porn. You can't say that it's real.
Can't say
you can't
it's
even
real.
Say the porn. It's not even about watching it. It's like you can't even say it's real, Google.
Hey, listen, guys, I want to get out in front of this and say, I know Google can find porn. I'm certain of it. I can say with
I know Jeeves can. I ask him all the time.
Yeah, sure.
And he's like, yes, again, Master Travis.
Yeah, but he doesn't. But Travis doesn't ask him to find porn. He asks if he is able to. And Jeeves is like, yeah, do you want me to put
so
a
you
trick
could,
on that, boss?
It's usually the question is like, so if I asked you to, you could find porn. And he's like, yes. For the 70th time today,
wild
Master Travis.
Stuff,
I send that little puppy from Dogpile into the Dogpile every day looking for it. He always comes back with a boner, if you know what I mean.
The spiders from Webcrawler are all over the place getting the pornography I crave. Anyways.
Travis ran out of search engines. He knows
Bing,
about.
Bing, more like bung.
I get my cookies the old-fashioned way. Self-stimulation.
Okay.
So who's got the dirtiest mouth?
Okay, I'll get so in that, right? In the 200 things, I cursed a total of 889 times.
That sounds like so much.
Based off of that number, where do you think Justin's at? Spoiler, Griffin had the most.
Yeah.
So I'm at 889. Where do you think Justin's at?
I don't know why Justin's getting so close up close and
he's trying to smell his curse words from 200 episodes.
It's not for the podcast, stupid.
Is stupid one of Google's
banned
words?
It's not for podcasts.
Is stupid a Google banned word, Travis? Because it makes me feel bad.
I mean, my daughter would tell you that stupid is a dirty word.
Yeah. Stupid porn.
Just keep doing your dumbass show.
Okay, Justin.
No, Justin, why on earth would we do that and not just wait for you to be finished fixing your shit?
Because you're incapable of not commenting on it.
Yeah,
it's no, pretty.
Keep going in,
pretty,
keep leaning in, you weirdo.
Hey, you know how on The Bear season two, there's that episode. There's that episode of The Bear where, like, one of the guys from The Bear it just starts adjusting the camera, and the other actors are like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Don't bring
just
it up.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
We're making The
you
Bear.
You see him pull his mic back out and, like, yeah, fiddle with the knobs on it.
Out of batteries. Just keep going.
Just keep going.
I fucked up. Just keep doing your show.
Fix your but focus.
The question's about you, Justin. In 200 episodes, I swore 889 times. How many times do you think you swore?
It's not a focus.
Jesus. Yeah.
Can I guess Justin's number?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say he did 50% more than you. I'm gonna say Justin did 1,235.
Justin did 1,023.
Okay.
Griffin comes in.
Is it a lot more?
At a whopping 2,034. No.
Are you telling me he curses twice as
more
much
than both
as
of you
me?
Combined?
Correct.
That's bad.
That can't and be right.
James took it a little further. If we paid a quarter per swear, we would collectively owe $3,946 from just 200 episodes.
Yeah, uh-huh. We've cussed certainly more since then.
Almost $4,000 in quarters, which would weigh about 200 pounds.
Okay.
Okay, now, here's the question. Yeah. What is our go-to swear?
Fuck.
Oh, see, that's what I would have guessed, too. That's number two.
Behind porn?
No, behind shit. We say shit 1,570 times. Okay. Fuck, only 924.
Episodes, we've gotten better at it, is what I'm saying. Like, we can say cooler words now because
that is true.
Like, we're older. And
that's
we,
true. That's and, true. It's like, a much more advanced, tasteful kind of cursing.
Back in the day, you could say shit in like a PG movie. And so like we were all saying that all the time. But now we are older and we can do cooler cuss words.
These are three stats that I love. One, well, these are the two. But each one of these we said once. We said tits once. We said erection. We said erection. Erection once.
Saying tits once is the worst version of it.
Wait, that's so bad. Yeah.
Saying it one time is really bad.
I'm going to Google erection. There's no way that's a bad
thing. Hey, Griffin, don't do that.
Don't do that, Griffin.
Hey, no, I mean, don't Google
it. Like, no, it's like a bunch of like doctor websites talking about how to get cooler, better. Google didn't.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. But Google's face didn't appear in the screen and just be like, gross.
But this is my favorite stat.
What's your favorite stat?
Over that 200 episode, we said penis 69 times.
That's great.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's really? Actually part of the ARG. A lot of people didn't know that we were doing that back then, but we thought this would be a really great joke for 13 years later.
Yeah. What a meta joke. Oh, no, Travis, by saying it, you added to the tally.
No, I guarantee, boys, that in 600-some episodes, we've said penis more than 69
probably
times.
More times. Thank you for that good work, James.
Thanks, James. Hey, we'll I want to ask you guys, can we take a moment to honor our hero after his special day, his special triumphant day, Joey
Indiana
Chestnut?
Jones?
Oh. Joey Chestnut, congratulations.
Yeah.
Sorry if you had T-voted it and wanted to show it later. Mm. Joey Chestnut won his 16th hot dog eating contest after a 2-hour weather delay. Hey,
too rainy for dogs.
Hey, listen, man. Bet that motherfucker got real hungry.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Imagine he's like, you're hollowed out. You're like, man, in just a minute, I'm going to be eating hot dogs.
Unless hot dog contest at 9, turbo dump scheduled for 8:55. He does that. And then he has 2 hours where his body is metabolizing the hot dog residue from the previous night's earnings.
A lot of people forget, Joey Chestnut is mainly a chlorophyll life form.
Yeah.
It's the one time he feeds per year. He
right.
comes out of his hybrid. But I wanted to ask you guys, did you guys see the intro for Joey Chestnut this year?
No, did he have his own like WWE style like entry?
Hey guys, you're gonna think I'm making this up or that any of this is a joke, but we're gonna enjoy it right now.
15,000 generations of humanity, yet we have evolved not at all. Bound like animals to the laws of physics, shamed before the universe. And in all of history, only one man has stood to say that he will dictate what is and is not possible in this world. I speak of this man. For he has broken reality, and all of time pours down around us now at once, simultaneous and endless, erasing cause and effect, and opening all possibilities before us. And the ancient powers are subordinated to their own creation, and they smile at his achievement, and they say he shall live forever. For he does not do it for money, he does not do it for glory, he does it for his people, he does it for his country, he does it for freedom! And the gods shine down on us now. And the gods shine down on us still. Because of him alone. Because of him alone. The Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world.
I want to say here.
I mean, can you even imagine?
Oh my God.
I want to say here, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, I can say empirically, unequivocally, Joey Chestnut will perish one day. Joey Chestnut one
more
day.
More than you could even say about other mortal people.
More than, there's a chance, medical science is coming along so fast, somebody might discover, you know, the fucking umbrella virus thing that just lets humans live forever, but it won't work. If that medicine was invented today, it wouldn't work on Joey Chestnut because of what he's done to his body.
There is a chance, right, that it's going to come round the other side, and he consumes so many nitrates.
The nitrates are preserving him from within.
And God will look down and say, "Guys, I gave him to you. I gave you everything you needed. This man can eat enough hot dogs to live forever. Why can't you all?"
Can I tell you what it's giving me, Justin?
What?
It's giving me Paul Bettany in A Knight's Tale. It's giving me Paul Bettany as the hair. I believe it's Chaucer, if I remember correctly.
I believe it was
in
Chaucer.
Knight's Tale. And it's making me think that maybe it was time for Joey to go out. And he was like, oh no, the 2-hour delay is throwing everything off. I have to take a second dump now. I'm going to be late. I won't make it. And his herald was like, I can buy you dump time. I will buy you dump time, sir.
62 is, I will say, below his total, the projected total that he was kind of.
He got iced out, though.
I guess, but the experts were calling for 71 to 72, but you iced him.
What's his record?
What?
What's his record? Is his,
you know what? I don't know Joey Chestnut's record.
I'm look.
Is, Travis.
Joey Chestnut.
I bet the number's not going to be very funny or interesting. Record. I bet it'll be around 70.
He set a competition record, 76 dogs
in
2021.
That's a lot of dogs,
Sudo,
for sure.
Who won the women's contest 8 times, won for the 9th time. 39 and a half hot dogs. Excellent.
I mean, that's so many hot dogs. That's
a lot. People forget because Joey kind of messes. I know what they're saying about the reality.
Yeah.
Joey kind of messes with you a little bit. Like 70
check
hot dogs.
This out.
That's enough.
Check this out. I don't think I could pick up 76 hot dogs. I think if 76 hot dogs were handed to me on the plate, I'd be like, whoa. I would drop them, let alone put them in me and keep them in me.
How much would 76 hot dogs weigh?
76 pounds. Duh.
Wow.
Okay, here's a quote from Joey Chestnut.
Okay, then we'll start. We got to move on.
Okay, but it opens up a realm of possibility to me. When talked about because of the storm, he said, what a roller coaster emotionally. I wasn't even sure if we were going
hungry,
to eat today.
And then I felt very hungry, and then I felt never hungry again. I was all over the place.
I wasn't even sure if we were going to eat today. I'm just happy. I'm just happy, he added. It's 4th of July, and I got to eat some hot dogs.
Is that it? A lot of people. I'm making a lot of assumptions about Joey Chestnut's whole regimen. I imagine there's a lot of just sort of like pushing sawdust down in there just to expand the capacity of his hot dog inventory that he keeps inside of him. They make it sound like they don't let my man eat hot dogs at any other time of the year.
Yeah.
And so when they take off the fucking muzzle,
yeah,
and they let him smell that good hot dog, he goes fucking ballistic.
I mean, Griffin, let me ask you this. If there was a day of the year where you had to eat several dozen hot dogs, yeah, do you think you would seek them out otherwise?
Yeah, how long in a calendar year before you're like, oh, you know what I could go for?
July 3rd, that motherfucker has to be like, God damn, I would kill for a hot dog right now.
But there's no way, like, October 10th, he's like, you know what?
I would hit the spot.
He has to practice eating the hot dogs, right?
Like, you don't at this point,
it's like eating a bike. You just do it.
Do you think he even tastes it? Do you think he has ever? When was the last time Joey Chestnut took a bite out of a hot dog and was like, that's a good hot dog?
Does he savor it? Is that the question?
I don't think so.
I don't think so anymore.
I bet round about October, he starts like, take a bite, swish it around, spit it out like a wine tasting. Just get the palate going, get the hunger for it.
Because otherwise he'll take that first bite July 4th and be like, so salty.
Do you guys think we could book Joey Chestnut?
I don't think I would want to book Joey Chestnut.
You're wild. He seems like a real champion. I mean, he is a champion.
I love when he chokeslammed that protester on stage.
Oh, God.
That was obviously not like his like main thing he's known for. He's known for mostly how good he is at eating hot dogs. But then there was that one time there was a protester on stage and he chokeslammed him. And his style wasn't as good as his hot dog eating style was. I will grant you that, Justin.
Yeah, that's
true. I saw a stat that he has 55 different like championships.
Tombstones.
55. Joey Chestnut holds 55 world records across 55 disciplines. What? Okay.
That's how many he's counting. I might have a Fazoli's breadstick one. I don't know. I'd have to check. Certainly most irritated server when I'm like, maybe one more, I think. Maybe one more. This is an advice show. I don't know why we wasted all that time on non-advice, because this is the show right now. Show starts now. That was the cold open. Here's the show. I found that I genuinely love fishing. I love the quiet waiting moments and then the battle of wits. And I will engage my quarry. I do not know how to do anything except catch the fish, tie knots in my line, take the hook out of the fish, put a lure on. Anything other than the actual act of fishing, I do not know. I'm going to a community fishing day soon, and I want to look really cool to the groups of old men that will probably be there. How do I look like I'm really good at fishing and know what I'm doing? That's some flustered fisher in Baton Rouge. And it sounds like you like fishing like I like fishing, which is fishing with your dad.
Yeah.
But he does all that for you.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. I got good news and I got gooder news. Wow. Because the first half of it, good news. Tying stuff onto the line, I guarantee there is, pun intended, a boatload of YouTube videos that you will find that will help you understand that. Now, the gooder news, the second half, taking the fish off the line, there's no way you're going to be able to practice that beforehand. But if your fishing experience is anything like mine, it won't come up. So don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that.
Just make a lot of noise. You stomp your feet a little bit. You won't ever have to worry about taking the fish off the hook.
They love to catch the fish. They're good at catching the fish.
I actually sympathize with this. I would feel so mortified if I like had to take a fish, like just touching the fish.
No good.
That's no good for me. And I would hate, what would happen is I'd be paralyzed by fear. And rather than touch the fish, I would just watch it die there.
Yeah,
in front
sure.
of me. And that would feel terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give that to my family.
Yeah,
I'm not, you know, he's not big enough. Look at him.
You and I both know you're not doing anything with it, right? It's like, oh, no, why did... And in that moment, Justin...
I just wanted to be a gigantic dick.
right? Like I think you would be ragged with like, what did I think I was going to do?
And he's looking at you like, what was your plan?
What's the next step?
Exactly.
That's where you have your fish butler step up and take care of it for you. Or as I call him, my dad. Yeah. Take our dad with you. He hasn't been fishing with us in a long time. He probably be happy.
I will say this. He kind of stopped asking at a certain point. teenage years or so, I think. Isn't that weird that dad did go fishing with us at some point? It feels like a different dad, right?
Like, it definitely feels like a man, a pre-metamorphosis.
Now, we were with French McCormick, though. French McCormick was also there, so maybe French McCormick was taught. No, dad probably knows how to do that stuff. He was a kid in the 50s when everybody had to fish.
My theory about Clint McRoy is that there were a lot of things that he had us do, like play sports and like go fishing and stuff, that he also didn't like doing, but he felt like, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to make my sons do this. So I think when, as soon as we were old enough for him to not have to take us fishing anymore, he was like, oh, thank God.
But it's
what's
good.
This, boys? Mario Brothers? I'm going to start playing that with you now.
It's good that he did that. It's good that he did that. Because I know now that I don't like any part of the fishing process.
Yeah,
any
correct.
Part of it. The water smells bad. It doesn't smell like pool water, which smells like amazing. It's so boring and nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. And then if it does happen, you've killed an animal or at the very least maimed it in some way that you cannot follow through.
Maybe
on.
Emotionally maimed it, if nothing emotionally else. If nothing else, it. You've created what I can only assume is a near-death experience for the fish.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. If I was on Survivor, which hit me up, Jeffrey, I would do so good. And they gave me that little spear with the wristband and you let it go and it gets a little, you know, you get a fucking Nemo on there and you swim that back. To me, that's okay. Cause I can just sort of like take the spear and just sort of like down
into
the pan.
If you shake that spear and get really
the fish
good,
off.
You can like chuck him.
You do that thing
there.
Where you kind of hit it against the ground and the fish just slides all the way down the
perfect.
Stick. Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect.
It
yeah.
would be good to throw the fish back though. Cause I love.
Once you speared through it,
if I catch it with a hook and it goes back and they're like, well, Reginald, is there anything you'd like to say to Douglas? Yes, Douglas, the nether worm does exist. And I'm sorry. I ate the nether worm and it happened exactly like you said with the giants and everything. And I'm sorry. I didn't believe you. It was, I gotta be honest, the wildest shit in my life. That was absolutely unhinged, Douglas. I apologize. I owe you.
I was surrounded by dry? Is that
dry?
Anything?
I don't know how to say it. It's a dry ocean.
It's like a
dry
a bubble.
Dry water, like water you can't breathe. It was
crazy.
Weird.
Hey, how about a WikiHow from the wizard? A wiki wizard.
A wiki wizard.
A wiki wizard.
Here's one that was sent in by Kim. Thank you, Kim. It's a WikiHow article. It's how to be like Batman. The Dark Knight. The Vigilante. The Cape Crusader. If you want to move in shadows like Batman, you can learn to think, act, and look like him for fun.
Just for fun?
Just for fun. And for business.
For profit.
This is my job, Dad. This is my work. I am paying money for this.
Okay.
By the people
to be fair, Batman's job is not being Batman. It costs him a great... It is his hobby. That is Bruce Wayne's hobby.
Now,
his
your
job...
That is a hyper-capitalistic impulse, Travis.
Hugely capitalistic and gross. Late-stage capitalism,
gross.
Even, I would say.
I'm saying Batman doesn't charge for his business, for his services. That
he's
would be
a
wild
public
every
servant.
Day.
He's a public servant.
But he doesn't get paid for it? He doesn't get a stipend from the city?
Well, he's Kickstarter. He's on Kickstarter.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he does Kickstarter projects sometimes where he's like, help me Kickstart to kick the Joker's ass.
Yeah. He has Patreon.
I like that this article clarifies that he moves in the shadows because it does always make me think like Batman at like 2 p.m. on a Friday, just like running down the street, be like, I'm chasing the Joker. You'd be like, what? Where are you?
There's some gross misunderstandings about Batman lore in this first part. Thinking like Batman, fight for justice. Batman is a superhero, which means he fights against injustice in all its forms. He fights against evil. Batman has been known to take on gangsters, supervillains, human penguins. Genetically engineered monster alligators, evil clowns, and frozen men. Frozen men, I will. Okay,
that
we can,
one is that's a
we'll
semantics issue.
The penguin is not a the penguin from the penguin is not a human penguin.
Right,
and
a,
we can
and
all
also
agree on that. Killer Croc, aka Waylon Jennings, was born that way. He was not genetically engineered. He had a mutation.
Right. Again, we're really sort of missing the big headline here, which is that penguin, not a human penguin. You tell me what a human penguin is. You can't be a human penguin. You can be a human.
Oswald Cobblepot is as close to a human penguin as I think a human penguin could be.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense, Travis.
No, you're right. He's a penguin article, human. You're right.
In the penguin's Wikipedia article, when it lists his fucking kingdom, phylum, class,
right,
it's going to be the same as Batman's. Because he's a human with penguin-like tendencies, but not a human penguin. Pretty much the basics. If you want to be like Batman, you got to be good and fight for the side of justice. You probably don't have any Two-Faces or penguins in your neighborhood, but that doesn't mean there's no injustice in your world. Fucking certainly. Keep a close eye out for other kids being picked on or anything unfair. Stand up for fairness and equality.
I would also say you just do like Batman and basically just create your own... Yeah. Bad guys. Like Batman.
Batman's guys.
Yeah. He had to brew up a lot of his own people.
Yeah, man. If only he'd been there for Harvey Dent, you know what I'm saying? Like kind of let Harvey Dent down in that courtroom setting. And
okay, these two ideas might seem not the same, but step two, defend the innocent. Bruce Wayne became Batman because his parents were killed in a robbery attempt.
Well, I know how to become Batman.
Yeah, I guess I know how to become Batman.
Do you have any easier ways? Is there any
this
other?
Is the second step is the first step is fight the human penguins. And the second step is if your parents were killed, you would be closer to being Batman than you are right now.
But I think if we looked at this a little bit more like the method, you know, the actor's method.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be that your parents were killed. Right, you can find a smaller version of that, like maybe a teenager called your dad a mean name and made him feel small, and you're like, okay, so let me build on that, right? And like that now, like I can take that, and what's that feeling? Let me blow that up. You made my dad feel like a cuck. So how does that make me feel?
You made my dad feel small.
You made my dad feel like a beta cuck.
You cooked my dad. Fuck your nose.
You made fun of my dad's shorts. Now
he loves those shorts.
He loves those shorts so much. I got my dad those shorts for Father's Day.
Use gadgets more than any other superhero. Batman has the most cool gadgets. Okay.
What about Inspector Gadget, you piece of shit?
Or Iron Man, or any other superhero. Stay up to date on new technology. Learn to use the computer and mobile phones very well.
That does make sense, because there's never a scene of Batman who's like, wait, how does it work? Wait, what do I do? Control. What? Okay, wait. Hit control first, and then I forgot my password. Hold on.
Do you know how good you have to be at computers before somebody's like, wait a minute, are you Batman?
Are you Batman? Because you're really, really very, very good at computers. Try to understand how the internet works and how to use new software. Get your parents' permission to do these things and stay up to date. Now, again, we could cut out the middleman, the two middle people that made you.
Batman doesn't have to ask his parents' permission for anything.
For any permission, ever, for anything at all.
Batman doesn't keep his grades up.
No,
unless Alfred
not.
Is like a really strict or something, but Alfred gets it. He knows that he's got other priorities.
Wouldn't it be wild if there was like a scene in Batman where he was like talking to Vicky Vale, Bruce Wayne, he's like, it was so tough on me watching my parents die there in the streets. I mean, I did get to stay up as late as I want, and I could eat cookies, like, whenever, but, like,
ice cream.
I mean, I was, like, an 8-year-old billionaire. In that way, I could have, like, a circus at whatever birthday party I wanted to, my parents could say no, but I'm gonna go punch the Joker.
Did you ever see Blank Check? It's like that if, at the end, he didn't get caught by his parents and get in trouble, and instead it was just Blank Check forever.
Yeah, because his parents were, unfortunately... killed by, let's say, in this circumstance, Tone Loke. Tone Loke killed that kid's parents, and then he got $1 billion. And then that's me.
You know the difference between you and me? I stopped going to school in fourth grade. I didn't want to go anymore, so I didn't.
I didn't do it. My parents couldn't make me do it. All
right. They equivocate really quickly here. Batman is rich, which helps in the gadget department, but you don't have to be. If you want some pretend gadgets, use an old broken calculator, old clocks, and other broken electronics that have been thrown out in place of gadgets. Take them apart.
How to be
and use the
sad man more like
take
it.
Take them
right?
apart and use the components for fun. Ask permission first.
But my parents.
I'm not reading an article called How to Pretend to be Batman.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh my god,
is how to be like Batman, and Batman doesn't pretend. He really kicks Joker's ass, and he fights the Human Penguin for my rights.
Justin, you just made me realize something in saying, like, my parents can't stop me. Is like, he always talks about becoming Batman, like in spite of his, like, his parents got killed and then he had to become Batman. But if his parents have been around and you have, like, an eight-year-old's like, I'm going to go study with, like, assassins and judo and stuff, and his parents like, no, you're fucking not going to college.
You're not allowed to be Batman.
Cut it out. Make your own Batcave. Every Batman needs a space to call their own. Batman's cave is where he hides his bat gear, changes into costume, and does his bat research. You don't necessarily need a secret passageway to get to your Batcave or a mansion to hide it under, but it's still good to have a space that's yours. Turn your room into a Batcave, keep it private, put a sign on the door that says, Batcave, no penguins or evildoers. You've really got it out for the penguin in this article, huh, article writer?
Do you think he calls
it the penguin?
Do you think he calls it his bat research?
I have to go in there and do bat research.
Bat research. Oh, you're researching bats? No, I'm Batman. I'm a man, like Batman. So bat research. Shut up. Leave me alone. You're not my real dad, Alfred.
Okay. Face your fears. Batman picked a bat. It's a symbol because he's afraid of bats. He wanted a symbol to strike fear into the hearts of his enemies, just as bats struck fear into him. If you're not afraid of bats, you need to find and face your own fears like Batman did. This is wrong. If I want to be like Batman, I need to be afraid of the same shit Batman is afraid of, which is bats.
Yes.
I mean, if I don't want to split hairs, but if I was creating Batman from the beginning,
yep,
and I was like, okay, what's the thing he's afraid of that he's going to become... strike fear into bad guys' hearts, I'd be like, I've become parent killer murderer man, right? Because, yeah, like, that's, you can't tell me Bruce is more afraid of bats, right, at this point, and now he's a superhero that kills bad guys' parents. That would be terrifying.
He should change his whole thing. Batman's whole thing is bats. Scary, huh? But, like, I guarantee you, when the penguin sees bats now, he is at the very most inconvenienced by them. Mm-hmm. He should update it based on what is currently most scary in the world. I'm not saying that COVID man would have been like a guy who was around in 2020, 2021 before we whipped this thing's ass. Thanks, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
But that's, you got to update the brand. You got to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Hey guys, be willing to do what it takes. Sometimes Batman has to live outside the law. He's not a policeman, but he sometimes works with the police. Sometimes, though, the police want to arrest him. However, he's always fighting for the side of good. Are you willing to do what it takes, even if it'll get you some heat? Kick ass. So if you don't have money, if you are burdened with not enough money, too many parents,
yep,
then you know what to do about those two things now. And you can do a pretend with a broken calculator if you want.
Yeah.
But are you willing to go against the eyes of the law and be getting arrested for the fight of good? Because the cops aren't good. Sometimes they're not. And you got to do what it takes. So with your broken clock and your broken calculator and your penguin-proof bedroom, are you willing to go against
the cops? To do what it takes. Are you going to do what it takes?
Talk like Batman as well. Okay, sure. I would have started with that.
That's easy.
I would have started with that before Indigo's
Batman
lives.
I am.
No.
Right?
No? Can't do this.
Travis, you're way over budget for this. You're way over budget for this season. actually. So please rein it in. The rest of it's not very fun. It's like, you know, get strong.
Yeah.
Mari's
act tough. Batman's definitely tough and strong. Tough.
That is true. When Batman gets punched by a bad guy, he never goes like, ow!
Yeah.
That's what I would
see,
do.
You never see Batman doing weak and slow movements. When you decide to run, run like you invented it. No doubts. When you jump, jump like a boss. Jump like Batman.
Jump like Batman like a boss.
Holy shit. This guy, this
run
sounds like
I
trainer.
Invented it? You mean like, oh, I'm the first person to run, so my legs are going in weird directions. You're like, sorry, I'm still figuring it out. I just invented this.
The Joker's walking away from you like, you'll never catch me, Batman. And you're like, oh, really? Check this out.
Wait, how are his legs moving so fast?
Slow down, Bat. You're driving me batty.
If this article was like a Peloton class instructor, I could really grind it out for out. When you decide to run, run like you invented it. No doubts. When you jump, jump like a boss. Jump like Batman. I'm fucking getting so many splat points today. Thank you so much.
I'm thinking back, and now I'm wondering, imagine this, Batman, right? And he's like one of the bigger, bulkier versions of Batman, right? He drops
Frank Miller Batman.
Yeah, he's maybe more in the Affleck movie Batman, bigger dude. He drops down. There's like 12 thugs, and the first thug punches him in the face, and he goes, ow, fuck, starts crying. I guarantee those thugs are going to be so thrown off. They're not going to know what to think. And that's when Batman strikes by crying even harder. So hard, like snot starts coming out. Maybe he throws up a little bit. And those thugs are like, oh, God, I feel terrible.
They realize weakness is okay. And sometimes weakness is strength.
Yeah, right.
And they don't need to do this anymore.
They start talking to Batman. Batman's like, I just can't just talk to you guys. I wanted to know what you need. And they're like, oh, my God, I feel so terrible. That's when he stabs them.
I want to get one last little point in here. It's one of the things in the turn get your body right thing is eat a healthy diet. Another part of staying fit like Batman does is eating a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. When you want a snack, have some nuts, an apple, or some carrots instead of fruit snacks or candy. There's no way that Bruce Wayne doesn't eat like a total child.
Yeah.
Fucking every day. This man subsists. I think he's probably stepped it up to like where he's doing like green chili chicken verde burritos from Trader Joe's, but like twice a day.
Yeah.
And then he will have like an Ensure in the morning.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. Batman has not drank water.
Yeah. I bet while he sleeps, Alfred sneaks in and hooks him up to an IV because all Batman drinks is like Baja Blasts and shit.
Sure, you
like,
forgot your Mio. You'll need it if you want to consume.
No, give me Code Red. No, you bet, sir. You can't have any more Code Red.
I want brown Code Red. I'm a big boy and I can drink.
I could buy and sell you.
Monster don't. Energy drink. You've Master had 12
Bruce,
today.
Don't do the voice, Master Bruce. You know our rules. The voice is for out of the home.
What if that's what Batman's voice sounds like? Because he doesn't drink water ever.
Give me my magic strong juice. And then, like, you just see Alfred filling up a water bottle and he winks at you. Like, here's your magic strong juice, Master Bruce.
He writes Batman's secret stuff on it.
I get my superpowers from my strong juice that Alfred gives me.
That's right. That's right.
Sometimes I put mint in it.
Listen, I'm tired of dragging Batman. He's done a lot for our community. Let's take a trip to the money zone. Right now, I am having an extremely comfortable sock experience because I'm wearing Bombas. These things are beautiful. They are comfortable. They are the only socks that I wear. They wick sweat and cushion every step. They got soft, breezy layers. I got some new ones that have some traction at the bottom, like kind of like hospital socks.
Ooh.
Makes getting around on the floor a lot less scary for me. And that
tell
was always
more.
Pretty tenuous. Well, there's not much to tell.
Yeah,
it's just dots. But if you haven't tried Bombas yet and you're tired of hearing us prattle on about them, tough noogies, they paid for this. I will say also, even if they didn't pay me, I tell you that for every pair or a Bombas item that you buy, another is donated to someone in need. And I think that is really cool. They're all seamless, tagless, effortlessly soft. You will love Bombas. If you haven't tried them, see what all the hubbub's about. Go to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/mybrother, code mybrother.
Now listen, these days, it can be hard to find the right offensive radio DJ to like host your morning show. That's why we've partnered with Shock Jock to tell you about
Trap, gotten it flipped up. You've gotten it flipped upside down.
Oh no!
This actually says ZocDoc, which rhymes with Shock Doc.
I'm so embarrassed.
You are right about that.
I feel terrible.
It's even harder to find.
Oh God!
It's even harder to find doctors and book appointments with them.
I blew it.
This bit's going on for a while. Do you think he had to go do something? Like he had to go plug something in, and so he snuck away.
I think he's peeing.
No, sorry, guys. Sorry.
All right.
Don't worry.
ZocDoc is what you use to find doctors and book appointments with those doctors. You can search through thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists and filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. Straight up, looking for doctors in the Washington, D.C., DMV area sucks shit because it's not like there's like a big hospital that all the doctors work at. There's one that works out of the building above the Container Store. There's one that works in the in right next to the Brazilian Army Annex. So you got to hunt them down, and that's so much harder to do without ZocDoc. So go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com. Stop. ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com. ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
ZocDoc.
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 Hey, Max Fun listeners, this is Cameron Esposito. I'm a stand-up comic, actor, writer, best-selling author, and podcaster. I got a great show called Query, where I interview LGBTQ plus luminaries across, a bunch of fields. People in entertainment, astronauts, musicians, rock stars. I am bringing the show to Maximum Fun. You can listen right now, and I am so happy to be on this network. We have new episodes out every Monday. You can listen at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's official. Max Fun has become a co-op.
We're now a worker-owned network of artist-owned shows supported directly by you.
Thanks to supporters and listeners like you, Max Fun will always be a place where employees have a say.
Thanks to you, shows can continue to partner with an independent, values-driven network.
Thanks to you, we're able to carry on our commitment to our shows and the community we've grown together.
Learn more about what becoming a co-op means for us and you at MaximumFun.org/co-op. That's MaximumFun.org/COOP.
Yes.
Huh? I want a munch.
Squaw.
I want to munch.
Squaw.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. Tonight we're gonna party like it was recently 1999. Taco Bell is turning up the heat with Paris Hilton.
Fuck yeah.
And the fan favorite return of the volcano menu. The hottest items from Taco Bell are returning to Taco Bell menus for a limited time on June 29th, complete with the hottest Paris Hilton partnership to introduce the brand's first ever pre-recorded advice hotline.
Okay.
Wait, you can pre-recorded advice.
You can call a number and get advice from Taco Bell and Paris Hilton as a unit.
That's a powerful team up attack, because they both, it's funny, if you think about the weaknesses of Paris, they are fulfilled in Taco Bell. Like, yeah. Taco Bell, yeah. Anything that Taco Bell is missing, Paris has.
Yeah.
So
between,
like, together
the two of them, yeah.
Yeah.
To bring back a trio of options so hot and so Y2K, Taco Bell has called on no other than Paris Hilton to do the honors. Longtime Taco Bell fan.
That's why. Okay, that's hot.
Yeah, that's hot.
Okay, yeah, that's hot. Okay. Yeah, and resident expert on what's hot, Paris Hilton joins in to celebrate the return of the iconic menu with the launch of the brand's first ever hotline.
Oh,
fans will now have the chance to get advice straight from the source of what's hot and what's not. Paris Hilton. Need a little life coaching? Covered. Still wondering if bangs are a good idea? She'll tell you. After dialing into the hotline at 1-844-THIS-HOT, T-H-T-S-H-O-T,
Fans can engage with a selection of six pre-recorded messages while relishing in the heat the volcano menu offers.
Are you fucking telling me that this whole time that we've done this 670 times or whatever, we could have just had six pre-recorded ones that would cover all the advice that could possibly be given out?
Apparently, Taco Bell's volcano menu isn't just iconic. It's the epitome of hot, said Paris Hilton. I am loving being part of this Y2K revival with my very own hotline and hope fans will take my advice to Sliv Moss.
To Sliv Moss? Sliv Moss?
Can't be Sliv.
Sliv. The sliving is the new, it's hot. It's a portmanteau of the word slaying and killing it while you live your best life. So sliving.
Sliving. That's cool though that you can do killing and living in the same word.
Yeah.
That's gonna get somebody off of some sort of court case on a technicality.
I'm disappointed because I really wanted it to be like cut to Paris Hilton and her like, I fucking love these tacos. I eat 10 to 12 tacos a day. Man, I fucking love, are you kidding me? Taco Bell? I'm eating them right now. While you're in, I love these greasy people. Bring back the pieces. Do you bring back the pieces yet? I love them.
Bring back the Cool Ranch shells.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's check in with the CMO of Taco Bell. The TB CMO of the U.S., the U.S. TB CMO, Taylor Montgomery. We're always listening to our fans and the extensive passion and needs, of the volcano fan base could no longer go unmet. Are you serious right now, Taylor? One more time. We're always listening to our fans and the extensive passion and the needs of the volcano fan base could no longer go unmet. Taco Bell's always looking to deliver on that surprise factor for fans and build on our reputation of choosing authentic partnerships with those who are already mega fans. So to bring the heat for this major campaign, we called none other than Paris Hilton.
All right.
This is where Taylor tells us they're available at one store for like 3 hours, right? Like,
yeah, right.
You got to get there 10 minutes before we close and we'll throw some out the door. Good luck.
I did not call the phone number, and I will just say that. So, listener, you can do that on your own time. I'd do it here on the show, but I'm pretty sure it would be a big nothing burger is my assumption. But you can call 1-844-THTSHOT.
The tot.
Nah, I got to call it, don't I? I got to call it. Hold on.
Even if it's nothing, it's still... content,
it's still something.
You know?
It can't go unanswered.
What if you call and Paris answers live? Like, I didn't think anybody was.
That'd be great.
Call.
That would be a huge, huge.
That'd be a huge gift for us, actually,
from your lips to God's ears. I mean,
you know, menu hotline where you can get spicy advice from me, Paris Hilton, expert on all things hot. Hold, please.
Me, I'm the hot one.
What? Why am I on hold?
Press 1 if you're just here for the volcano menu. Press 2 for advice on sliving from Paris. Press 3 if you want Paris to be your life coach. Press 4 to hear Paris's thoughts on bangs. Press 5 for Paris to read the volcano menu. Press 6 for a first listen of Paris's unreleased single, Hot One. Press volcano burrito? That's hot. Volcano taco? That's hot. Lava sauce? That's really hot. Well, that was hot. Need more spice? Order a volcano taco on the Taco Bell app. That's hot. Press 1 if you're just here for the volcano menu.
Oh, wait, keep going.
Press 2 for advice.
Me, I'm the hot one.
We're gonna get a copyright strike.
Me, I'm the hot one.
There's no copyright on this fucking song, Trap.
I'm releasing it directly to the public domain. I kind of thought something else would happen in it. Pound.
Yeah, pound cancel. It. Don't cancel. You can't cancel this beat.
Exit. Back.
Exit.
More options.
Paris Hilton.
Operator.
Wait, that worked.
Press 1 if you're just here for the volcano menu.
I need advice on slipping.
Press 2 for advice on slipping from Paris.
Slipping?
I've learned that the best way to sliv is having amazing friends around you to support you. Speaking of, it would be so hot if you brought me a volcano burrito right now. Press 1
now,
if you're
hold
just...
Hold on. Okay, hey, yeah, in our... this call. In this call.
Yeah, that's in a this rough, call. Let's talk about our... Listen. Listen. If you show up at Paris's door with a volcano taco,
yeah,
what judge is going to say, like, you shouldn't have done that? That's yeah. weird. Like, I literally called her on the phone and she asked me to. I think Paris Hilton is sending me secret messages to bring her volcano taco from Taco Bell. So you sound wild unless you pick up your phone. Like, no, here. You can just
listen, judge.
It says
she explicitly
judge.
Said. And then, like, the CMO, Taylor Montgomery, is like, we didn't tell her to say that, guys. I don't know.
Was she listed her exact home address after that. We trimmed yeah. that.
We had to edit it, man. I don't know what to tell you, bud. We kept telling her, like, this isn't DoorDash, Paris. Like, this isn't how that works.
My 6-year-old has a gymnastics class once a week, during which I wait with the other moms in the lobby. One of the moms frequently speaks French on the phone or with her other kids. I'm a native French speaker, but she doesn't know that since my daughter only speaks English. Recently, a new girl started attending the class, and her mom also speaks French. At what point should I let these ladies know that I can understand everything they're saying? And in case of the first mom, for about a year now, and that's from Let Me Be Frank.
Okay. You can't just do it, because the person's going to think you've been sneakily spying on them and, like, creeping
well, they won't
on them.
Think they'll... that.
Okay, they'll know that. That's
they'll
the
know
truth.
That.
They'll think that they heard you speaking French, and you went away and started learning French so you could eavesdrop on
speak
them.
Speak to them. That's also not a good choice. So let me just go ahead and say, maybe you walk over to the microwave that's plugged into the wall in front of them, and you unplug it and plug it back in, and then are launched 30 feet backwards, and you sort of get your hair stuck up, and you sit up just like, sacre bleu, qui a voulu le biscuit à la boîte de biscuit? And then they're like, they'll say something in French back to you, and then you can say
a different,
like,
French thing.
Yeah, a different French thing. And then you say back, like, in the beautiful French language, like, the microwave shocked me so good that I speak your beautiful tongue now.
Right.
That's a surefire way of doing it.
Yeah, and there's no holes in that plan. It's perfect.
It's a perfect plan.
Yeah. And you can sue the gymnastics. Yeah.
And it helps, by the way, flush. If you can put something French, like a croissant or escargot, into the microwave so that when
oh, that's that huge.
Then
they're going to
travel. Yeah, right. That makes a lot more sense than Griffin's thing.
Now, don't put escargot in the microwave, because you might make Slugman. And
yeah.
Slugman,
yeah.
Flip of the coin if Slugman's yeah. going to be a good entity or an evil entity.
I wouldn't roll the dice with Slugman or flip any coins. I don't want to take any chances with him.
Slugman comes out and he's like, they were able to speak French the whole time. Yeah, au revoir. And you're like, god damn it.
Damn it, Slugman, you got me.
Are slugs just snails without shells?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Slugs are snails experiencing homelessness. That's all that they are. That's
I
all
didn't know
is.
That. Okay. There's egg on my face. All right.
Yeah.
My partner and I have been together for 2 years now, and I think they're the coolest. They're currently a professional axe thrower and have just transferred out of being a funeral director. They speak 4 languages, 2 of them dead, and they're a triple black belt in karate. All this, I think we would say third rank, maybe not triple.
I bet speaking dead languages. I bet speaking dead languages helped as a funeral director.
Yeah, Travis, come now, please. We're professionals.
I speak the tongue of the graveland.
Basically, this person has coworkers that were repeating these facts as jokes, as if they're made up. It says, for clarification, I work in a warehouse driving a forklift. I cannot have my phone on the floor as I'm driving, so I haven't been able to show them any pictures together. Even so, I feel like it may be weird to show them out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm also 22, far too old to be making up a fake girlfriend. That's from Totally Real in Toronto.
You're never too old to be making up a fake girlfriend.
Old. Never, ever.
Never
if
too old.
If I can
old.
Make up fake childcare emergencies to get me out of work.
Right. Fake know? Job references. fake part, whatever, man, fake diarrhea. You're never too old to have an imagination.
That's right.
It's fine. But you are correct that if you bust into the break room and you're like, look,
yeah,
proof,
j'accuse,
like that, you're never getting invited to any after work get togethers.
You yeah. are going to have to be attacked by Rita Repulsa's putty crew. They're going to have to come out of nowhere to try to kidnap you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. At the last second, who swoops in to save you? It's your partner with their triple black belt. Yeah. And they take down the thugs.
Yeah. And then while speaking like Latin and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they come over and give you a smoocherooski and they're like, thanks, babe, for saving my life.
I got to get back to work now.
These axes won't throw themselves. You know what? Your partner should probably bury an axe in the chest of one of the putties at like 30
what?
Feet.
I don't think the Power Rangers kill the putties.
Professional
Sorry, Travis, you're assuming that Rita Repulsa's goopy guys are alive?
Yeah.
And can be, and therefore have a life to extinguish.
I guess I was also assuming that these were actors that you hired to be the putties, not the actual.
That's a waste of time. You just get the real putties from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Well, now you're going to have to set up a honeypot for Rita Repulsa.
Yeah, might I suggest a karate tournament at the mall?
There you go.
Rita Repulsa fucking hates that. She hates when those happen.
Mm-hmm. Or an ice cream social that you've been looking forward to, and then... Absolutely, every time.
Or for some reason, a pachinko machine in the soda shop you guys hang out at. For some reason, that's a thing she has to get her mitts on.
That concert at the mall. Really, anything at the mall.
Yeah, store opening at the mall.
A lot of people assume that the economic downturn of the mall as a concept has to do with the sort of popularization of online shopping. As the sort of go-to method of acquiring goods in this capitalist society of ours. But it's really that Rita Repulsa makes malls so desperately unsafe that no one really wants to be there and risk it for the biscuit, so to speak.
And that's the thing, man. The number of times where Teresa's like, we should go to the mall today. And I'm like, what if Rita Repulsa is there? And she's like, she can't be at every mall at once. And I'm like, yeah, but she can be at one mall and it might be ours. There's no way of knowing.
There's no way.
And there's only 5 Power Rangers. Well, 6, depending on what season we're talking about. Is there a White Ranger? Right?
There are dozens upon dozens of Power Rangers.
There's so many Power Rangers across all the different forces.
You sound like a clown right now. The Power Rangers all coexist in the same universe. There's dozens upon dozens of Power Rangers.
What?
I can't even tell you how many Power Rangers there are.
There's dinosaurs ones. There's ninjas ones. There's samurais ones.
There's race cars ones, right?
There's police ones. There's outer space ones. There's choo-choo train ones.
Wait, there's police ones? Isn't that weird when the other police are there? Like Rita's there and the police are there and then they're like, nah, super police are here now.
There have been roughly 151 Power Rangers according to this website. There's a lot. There's so many, Trev.
Yeah?
You sound like a clown.
Are they all equally powerful?
Jesus Christ, Travis.
Okay, I'm actually embarrassed.
Is Zordon associated with all 151?
Zordon is like long.
Zordon died in 1991. Zordon's been dead for a long time. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I'm sorry about Travis. God, I'm embarrassed. We really appreciate you listening.
I love when Zordon did a Taco Bell partnership where you could call the phone and get Zordon to talk to you.
That is hot, Rangers.
We got some beautiful new goods over at MacQuarieMerch.com. 2 lovely candles based on the new Appalachian Workshop and Poetry Corner. We got some
By the way, our least sweary episode, according to Jimmy O. The one without Griffin in it.
The one without Griffin. We got some hot merch. The Binacorn stuffy is on sale for 35 buckaroonies. So get in there and get your girl.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Such a great track. Thank you to MaximumFun.org for having us on the network. We love to be here. Love to do it. We got some shows coming up in San Diego. I don't even know if there's tickets available for these bad boys.
Looks like it. You can get them at, it's going to be July 21st as Taz, July 22nd. MBNBAM. They're both at the Balboa Theater in San Diego. You can go to
Taz GM'd by Brennan Lee Mulligan, by the way.
It's going to be really fun. Can we make the sound bath today a little bit cleaner and a little bit less like you guys doing bird sounds? Because I don't think you know what a sound bath is.
No, yeah, okay. Yeah, you got
that
it.
It's
yeah,
fair. Yeah. That is a fair
There's
complaint.
No words. There's no... You try to keep it... Imagine you're projecting a sort of energy force out with your...
Like scatting?
Voice. No, okay. Not like scatting. See, again, not, you've shown like, me that
kind of the
you've
opposite of scatting. Hey, Griff, excuse me, is it the opposite of scatting?
It's in many ways the opposite of scatting.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
yeah.
Suck
okay.
up.
All right, so we'll go quick. You couldn't resist. You couldn't.
I'm Travis Ackroyd.
It's just that
it took over.
My brother, me kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.